And we're back. This is Jim Santel. Morning Cannoli is chatting this morning about two major Supreme Court cases, Dobbs having to do with abortion rights, Bruin having to do with firearms rights in America. Also taking your phone calls. And as we go into our final minutes here, we're also taking a phone call from Mark. Mark, glad you're calling in. What's your comment or thought this morning?
Yeah, I'm kind of horrified by both the decisions, even though I'm a gun owner. I don't feel the need to, pack everywhere, because that was not good for the old West. And I mean, that I don't know what these guys are thinking, that it's going to actually improve safety on the street, because I just don't see that happening. For the abortion thing, I think that's just tragic that they failed to recognize how our society is involved and how opinions have changed on that. But one thing that gets me is the complete, that these guys, that these strict traditionalists on the Supreme Court, that they failed to recognize the warnings our founders gave us about, the potential for bribery of judges and such, because they've abandoned the code of ethics. I mean, here in the state of Wisconsin, they have somebody who's likely to be either a defendant or a plaintiff on the Supreme, before the Supreme Court, writing the code of ethics for that court. And that for the whole recusal,
right,
rules that they used to follow are just simply not followed anymore. Because Clarence Thomas should certainly be recusing himself from some of these cases, but he simply doesn't. And Amy Coney Barrett, it is just sad that they think they're high and mighty judges, but they're going like they're anointed by God, like the judges we had under the kings, that. It was their way, and what they did was, coming from, that divinely ordained, and in this country, we the people ordain our magistrates. I mean, that.
Right. And they come, as I said before, through the elective process, right? These are appointed, but many of our judges and justices, including right here in Wisconsin, are elected. And I just want to underscore the importance, not only of your first points about Dobbs and Bruin, I concur in that, and again, changing dramatically our life here. But beyond that, your very important point, Mark, about the importance of having respect for our judiciary. A previous caller talked about that as well. And when there are reasons to doubt the impartiality, the things that justices should bring and should not bring to their decisions, that tends to undermine everything that happens after that. And so this ethics issue that you raise, with respect to certainly Justice Thomas, but frankly to every judge, every justice out there who should not be deciding cases in which they have a personal, marital interest, financial interest, those kinds of things, by ensuring that those are enforced, what do? You also give more legitimacy to people looking at the court and saying, when they do in fact issue opinions, even ones with which I do not concur, I will still observe those, I will follow those, and I respect those. When those ethics issues, Mark, that you talk about are not in fact advanced, and I have to believe that Justice Roberts right now, among other things, is taking a very close look, and hopefully at some point soon will be telling us more about the rules as with respect to his own colleagues on the Supreme Court, those kinds of things have got to be observed. And again, adding more legitimacy to our courts, even in times, as you indicated, Mark, when we have reason, you and others reason to suspect the motives and the legitimacy of those opinions coming forward. So, Mark, we appreciate your comment this morning. We're going into our final moments here. A few other observations today about what we have talked about and looking forward in particular. This past week was not the only cases decided. A handful of other cases of frankly, maybe not the dramatic impact, but very important to the litigants involved, very important to other areas of law. And I wanted to indicate that beyond what we have talked about today, next week, we're going to be spending some time chatting about the entire term. Why? Because the Supreme Court, in the wake of its issuance of Dobbs and Bruin and this handful of other cases just this past week and in previous weeks, has indicated that on Monday the 27th, 2 days from now, it's going to be issuing more opinions coming out. By my math, and again, my arithmetic may not be perfect, but my math is that there are 7 more cases to be issued yet. And again, they may not fall at the high levels of Bruin and Dobbs, but they should, if you will. Identify once again, as we did at the last show, 3 of those 7, and perhaps chat about some of those in particular. We've got other issues related to religion and immigration, and also the environment. What are those cases? You've got a case called West Virginia versus EPA. has to do with the EPA rulemaking authority for greenhouse gases. We chatted last time about the disagreements between the Trump administration, the Obama administration, the Biden administration, in this very important area of executive authority to make decisions about environment at a time when we're all concerned about climate change. The Supreme Court's going to tell us, presumably maybe as soon as Monday, what the executive can and cannot do, a hugely important case. We've got another case involving prayer, school prayer. It's Kennedy versus Bremerton School District out of Seattle. Question about whether or not a coach who has been praying after football games in the 50-yard line, whether that kind of religious exercise is indeed protected by the First Amendment, or whether the Establishment Clause, also of the First Amendment, enables the authorities there, the school district, to say, you know what, that kind of very public prayer, also involving all members of the football team on the field itself in a very public arena, that violates and impinges upon the Establishment Clause. And we're establishing religion by permitting you to do that. A very, very important issue, a very important analog to another case that they decided just this week, coming out named Carson versus Macon. We'll chat about that, also having to do with Maine. So you've got already an environmental case. You've got this religious case also coming up perhaps as soon as Monday. And then there's also the so-called Remain in Mexico case, and this immigration case, specifically environmental issues, also going to be decided by the United States Supreme Court perhaps as soon as Monday, having to do with whether or not the Remain in Mexico policy put in place by the Trump administration, an attempt to rescind that, to overturn that, formerly called the Migrant Protection Protocols, overturn that, reverse that, so that asylum seekers can, in fact, remain in the United States while their asylum applications are pending. Who has the authority to do that, and what is the right decision there? The United States Supreme Court, probably on Monday or maybe later in the week, if they decide to add yet another opinion day, will be deciding those cases: immigration, religion, and environment. Very, very important cases. And yes, there are four others out there having to do with war powers, having to do with sentencing under the First Step Act, having to do with a jurisdiction of the courts in some due process issues, and also sentencing for doctors prescribing prescriptions in America. So four other cases that may not seem as important as they may appear just in that very, very overstated and very expansive description of them, but also coming out, seven more cases yet to be heard by the United States Supreme Court, yet to be decided by the court, probably as soon as Monday of this coming week. And so the upshot of all of this is that we do have a court in the mid part of our year of June of 2022 that is going to be ending its term very, very soon. Justice Breyer is going to be resigning from the court. Once all of these cases have been decided, we know well that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson then is going to be formally sworn in to take his place on the court. Will probably not be affecting, almost certainly not affecting, the balance, if you will. We talked today about this 6-3 majority with respect to both Dobbs and Bruin. That is not likely to be affected by her replacement of Justice Breyer on the court. But nonetheless, an arrival in October of a new justice is going to change the composition and presumably some of the deliberation on the Supreme Court. We look forward to Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's entrance onto the court and her involvement in the discussions that do in fact take place on issues like the environment, like immigration, like religion, and yes, also privacy rights and gun rights, abortion rights in America. All those things coming up, a reason once again to continue to be focused on all of this and to underscore once again the point that I made a number of times today. To the extent that we are concerned about issues before the United States Supreme Court, and specifically the decisions, the resolutions of those issues that are being made on a regular basis, what is the solution? In part,
absolutely. The things that we're seeing right now in America, this very hour, as people are now coming out of their work week and identifying the things we've talked about this morning, taking to the streets in peaceful protest of what government, this particular branch of government, has done. There are protests in both directions, as we've seen on Capitol Hill, right in front of the United States Supreme Court, right here in Wisconsin and other states throughout the union on these cases. That is appropriate. Also appropriate to advocate to our legislatures as we go forward. There is a role to play for the legislature. There's a very important role to play for executives as well, governors, presidents, others in appointed positions in the executive branch, who are all important when it comes to our understanding and the things we want seen in our nation as we continue to address issues related to our safety, our security, and our well-being. It continues to be my great pleasure. I want to once again thank Mike Crute and the entire team here at WAUK The Shaw for giving me this opportunity to spend some time with you every Saturday morning, from 9 to 11, chatting with you about the important issues in government, in politics, in law, and the aspiration for justice in America. We will continue this again next Saturday, continuing to take your questions, your comments. In the meantime, be well, be safe, and as a part of our general commission to the future, let us be a part of our government. Let's be ensure that that our voices are heard at all levels, local, state, and federal, in all branches of government. This is Jim Santel, Morning Cannolis. Thank you once again for joining me today. Looking forward to your discussion and your engagement next week as well. Take care, everybody.